This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us in the den, actually in person this morning, Katrina Rowe, Mouths of Vapes. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Since I'm here anyway, I may as well come in and chat to you.
Why not?
It's all changing, isn't it? It's all getting a bit different.
That's right. I've returned to full-time, well, not full-time work, but I've returned to work after 3.5 years of being a full-time mum. And yeah, obviously there's been some big changes to our schedule and to Bertie's routine. But I guess for me, you know, the biggest changes have really been the psychological ones.
In what ways?
Well, when you're a full-time mum, you're totally defined by your parenting role. I'm sure other mums would agree with me on this one. When you meet people, they say, "What do you do?" And you say, "Well, I'm a full-time mum." And that's kind of how you're defined. But I guess even more significant for me is the fact that this is really the first time in 5 years that we haven't been either pregnant, having a baby, or trying for a baby. So that has just required this massive shift in my thinking. You know, 5 years is a long time to just be focused on one thing.
So are you alluding then that this means no more kids?
Well, I guess, look, those who read my blog will know something of my story. But I guess for those who don't, I should share a little bit. We started trying for our first baby almost exactly 5 years ago, and I was 30 at the time, so that's a bit of a giveaway to my age. But yeah, it took us about a year to get pregnant, and 9 months later, our little girl was born. And then a year after that, we decided, well, look, it's time to try for number two. And we fell pregnant straight away, but discovered at 8 weeks that the pregnancy hadn't progressed, and that was actually 5 miscarriages ago now. Yeah. So it's been a pretty rough couple of years, and just dealing with that situation has pretty much been a full-time job for my husband and I.
And it's tough for you, I think, now to be able to share that with us. Thank you that you're being so open and honest. We appreciate that.
Well, I think it's something people don't talk about a lot, and I think there's a lot of people who are going through this, but you know, no one really talks about it.
Yeah. Well, at what point then did you just have to draw a line in the sand and say that's enough?
Well, I think that's the biggest question, the hardest question for people who are going through miscarriage or infertility is, you know, where do you draw that line in the sand? And in some ways that line is always moving because you have to just keep reassessing your situation. And I've heard of people who give up and then go back and say, well, hey, let's try IVF again, or, you know, let's have one more go.
Wow.
But I think for us, after our last miscarriage, which was quite recent, earlier this year, my husband and I, we sort of knew that we were getting closer to that line. And even though I can't really face the anxiety of another pregnancy right now, I know that I definitely want more children. So that leaves us with one really obvious course of action, and that is adoption.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty big deal, but very cautiously, very prayerfully, and I think hopefully as well, we're sort of considering whether there might be a child out there somewhere who might one day become part of our family. And I'm not saying this naively because I know that if we go down that road that it will be a long and probably sometimes very painful journey. But look, it's been a long and painful journey anyway, you know, and maybe adopting could just be the light at the end of the tunnel for us.
Wow. Well, that is, thanks heaps for sharing that much.
I'm sure you'll be hearing more about this over the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, well, it would be good to know how things have worked in your own home. Have you adopted a child before? Do you have any words of wisdom about what it takes to make adoption work? 1-300-40-2020. Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.